शांति। ओम शांति। ओम शांति। और शालाई से ओम प्रेम। और ओम शक्ति। शांति प्रेम लव पीस लव एंड पावर इज द फाउंडेशन ऑफ स्पिरिचुअलिटी ऑफ प्योरिटी। Baba has spoken in last 2 months in 4 different Muralis. He taught us the figure 4, all things 4, 4, 4. Our aim and object of Brahmin life is also 4-armed Vishnu with 4 ornaments. When we spin the cycle of self-realization, we stand as an observer and see how Baba explains that we have gone through 4 ages, golden, silver, copper, iron. Standing at the top, observing, our own inner qualities, inner powers. And Baba spoke about 4 powers that you Brahmin should be aware of. It is just like birthright as well as you have authority and right as you become a spiritual being and you develop powers in 4 different areas. He spoke about the power of the body, the power of the mind, the power of wealth, and the power of relationships. When we think of power of body, it's the realization that how the energy level or the power of matter in the golden age, because body is composed of 5 elements. Body is not anything else. It is the beautiful construction or formation, combination of 5 elements working in harmony. When matter is pure, the body is perfect in every aspect. And perfection means functions perfectly with satisfaction, which is known as healthy body, long life, beautiful body. So the divinity, the deities have powerful body, but Brahmins create that body because we create our new life. And life is not only a soul, life means body and soul. Body cooperates, serves us. As Baba says, that five elements become your servers. You call them, they are present to say, Ji, my Lord. And we could see, we are actually, as Baba says, you say it's your body, you have a right, and you are seated on the seat of four things as master, as a king, sovereign. At this time, on one side, Baba is telling us to become detached from the body. The more we become detached, that is, detach from the consciousness of the body. And master means to take care of the body. Detachment is the conscious. The more I begin to think that I am body, I cannot take care of my body. If I am just like the new students, when we give first lesson, we say, you are not this car. You are a driver of this car. If the driver begins to identify himself with the car, there's no control. And then accident takes place at every minute. And this is what it is. There's no power to control. And so to become a controller, to be king, to be sovereign, on one side, we have the power, we are making our matter powerful. Another side, we are becoming detached from it. It's a balance. And this detachment and care creates harmony. Otherwise, it becomes possessiveness, dependency, attachment, fear, weakness, worry. And so, to make the body powerful, it means that I am caring the body, I love this matter, that instrument, as a trustee. And then you could see, on the path of devotion, there is that people cannot take this power. They believe that God is powerful than 1,000 suns. And then, if God will be there, your body will have no power to adjust it or take it. And we see, all these years, through Brahma Baba, the almighty authority being present in the body, but it is the spiritual power, it is the inner strength which strengthened, which supported the body and also sustained the matter, because it's the vibrations, it is the love, it is blessings. It is being in this body and being detached. For more than 50 years, Gulzar Dadi remained, Gulzar Dadi's body working how many hours? 16 hours, 12 hours, 24 hours. There has been that 20 hours Baba was in her body. And body in discipline, when we have physical need, natural needs, natural call, in perhaps 2 hours we must go for washroom, or we should have a little bit drink of water. Attention is gone. Natural needs requirement is there. And here, Baba used to come 7 o'clock. Before that, Dadi will sit in meditation. From certainly being ready for from 7 o'clock till 10 o'clock in the morning sometimes. But 7 o'clock till 5 o'clock was normal. 4 o'clock conducting meditation, giving Amrit Vela, good morning, and after that going. And then it is not just sitting and relaxed. No. Speaking to everyone, sharing that the all physical organs are complete in harmony with godly qualities. And so power of the body means that mind and body both are in harmony, and the power of godly power as well as personal power of the soul. And this is what Baba is speaking about, that if you are preparing your body and making it powerful, and it is powerful because body is action. Body means activity. So the qualities, divinities, the divine qualities are in this body. So when Baba was speaking about that you are master, you are throne, seated on this throne, and at the same time, mind very powerful, divine intellect, divine activity is done when mind is determined. You can become master of the body with a powerful mind of concentration. And you can be detached from the body also with determined thought, with unlimited disinterest, and as a detached observer. In order to then have the power of a wealth, godly wealth is wisdom. And wisdom, knowledge is actually the source of income. And divine intellect is the power of using the resources in the worldly sense as well. People have wealth. It is not that, okay, the wealth is coming from the mines. No, wealth is coming from the resources. Either it is in the mine, but it is money is not coming from that. You make money when you are able to actually dig the mines and deal and do business of any kind, whether it is coal business or whether it is diamond business or it is a gold business. You are doing, it's water, the source that you earn money, whether do a shipping business or you are now doing an ordinary business of fishing business, or where you are doing entertainment resources for people. Air business. It's air. It's giving money. That becomes source. But my point is, knowledge is the source of income. even the physical wealth. And Baba's knowledge, godly wealth, wisdom, is which is the nature, begins to serve. And so our body also become powerful by having this pure vibrations, powerful positive energy that Baba is speaking about, good wishes in the mind, pure thoughts in mind, feelings, which is the power of purity. So purity is actually making the body long life and healthy body, and divine intellect, purity of the intellect, cleanliness of the intellect, clean, plain intellect, is having the understanding of how to use your sense organs. And this is why connected with it, to be the master of the body. On one side Baba gave, one time Baba gave that this is the powerful thing, and then he said that you need to have four relationships as well. Detachment with this, it is very important relationship, because then you can maintain it, you can become master. And at the same time, you are becoming detached from the body, that is through with detached from body consciousness, detached from bodily relations, detached from the attraction and temptation of the material of the world. This matter, comfort, do not put in your prison and you become dependent on that. You are able to live like a lotus flower. This is a practice that Baba is speaking again and again. And then the most important, detachment from your old sanskaras, your old nature. So it's a balance of being connected and yet being detached. And the basis of that, Baba speaking about, was purity. Four types of purity. Purity of mind, purity of words, purity of in relationships, purity in action, purity even in dreams. So then it is my vision, it is part of actually the purity of our body. Detachment from the body and making mind powerful is also making the matter pure. And so this, what I am thinking, actually I am revising, rethinking the Avyakt Murlis that have been spoken in the last month. And what I was thinking, that all these four types makes us 16 celestial degrees complete. Four types of power, four types of detachment, four types of purity, and perfection of Vishnu of four arms means the four subjects. This is what it is we are studying as it is a university. And in this, when it is, we have the subject of knowledge, what it is, first it is we learn the realization of our relationship with the body through playing the whole cycle, this part. This four arms is not any kind of decoration, four ornaments. These four ornaments, four arms, which are the four ornaments in the hand of Vishnu. It means that four types of four subjects in practical action, not only just in mind. The subject of knowledge, the subject of yoga, we are studying Raj Yoga. And when we are studying Raj Yoga, we are students. But with whom? Who is teaching us? This deep realization, who is studying and who is teaching? Intoxication that I am godly student, I'm child of God. God the Supreme is teaching me. I am VK. So then when I am seeing this picture of Trimurti, Baba speaks about, it's God's task, God's, what is called creation, is through Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar. And we are His first creation. I am this divine direct creation of God. I'm child of God. Seeing myself in this consciousness, what I am living is an elevated Brahmin life, a yogi life, a life which brings satisfaction and great joy. Baba, when sees this, always appreciates. I'm seeing my children, those who are great, and as well as they are elevated. And so Baba is so proud of His creation. Just like the parents, when they see capable children, they are always happy. And Baba expresses His happiness, how great my children are. But what happens that we are not, when we are thinking, Baba is speaking about it, but I am not. It is just like a king is saying that you are my prince, and I believe I am not a prince. Why? Somewhere I am not accepting to live a life of a prince. I'm still, it is just like an adopted child. His child has a right to all his properties, but he still has this old sanskaras. It's easy to be detached from the body, bodily relations, but to be detached from old sanskaras, old memories, old feelings, old emotions. This bondage, this is also called a bondage. And Baba says that with this knowledge, I make you free from bondage, liberation in a second. What is meaning liberation in a second? This realization in a second that this is my Brahmin birth. And Brahmin birth is actually the pivot for the whole cycle, how it moves. I am the bare foundation of making this cycle spin according to my stage. Because Baba reminded other day that why Baba says that you are alaukik, you are children of the Almighty, your importance is immense, your life is very great. Do I believe that immense importance and greatness? Because I am seeing more my past birth. Now the conquering past sanskaras is not for my past life, but my this life, the last life, is my past life. Last life was my past life, and this birth is my first birth. When I have this first birth intoxication, my relationship with Brahma Baba and my relationship with Shiv Baba will become natural, so elevated. And so then my body is also becoming powerful, because through this I am doing pure, powerful actions. I am doing elevated actions. Body is the same. Its function is the same. Eyes will see, everyone's eyes, even the animals, any creatures, human beings, birds, there's no difference between the function of the eyes. But it is the power to see. And so then it means the power to see makes the power of the body also elevated. The power to think with determination is making your heart palpitate accordingly. Fear, palpitation, pulse will move with thup thup like this. And determination, intoxication, a natural power. The body, actually you are giving power to your body to make your organs powerful. So it is not that rustling, but it is an exercise of soul conscious. It's an exercise of being master. It's a nourishment of faith and intoxication. It's a fresh air of keeping this realization of vibrations, how elevated vibrations we are. It's breath of joy. It's cool breathing inside of contentment. Then what you speak out, what you speak in, what you breathe in, you breathe out, you are influencing matter. And the biggest, nearest matter is my body. So the power of the body is connected with the power of mind. Even the flowers, I remember, experimented actually. We had one small room only, small kitchen and one small room, Murli room, meditation room, course room, and then the kitchen. In one area was just bed in the same with a curtain. We started like this at that time. And Murli, I used to read just this table, and then small place for us, 15 students to sit, small room. And next to this where Murli table was there, chair was there on that table, there was always some flowers for thirsty. When thirsty is flower, I realized that reading Murli, if the flowers are kept on that table, they last not only till next Thursday, for many days more. And when this flower were kept in the kitchen, it would not remain so fresh. The Murli reading, keeping the flower, was not extra care, but only just reading this divine song. So, and also many people have experimented that when you are doing gardening, you are really singing some songs, you are appreciating. And then when you are appreciating it, it means that you are and encouraging the matter. Matter is also becoming powerful. The flowers grow more. They are more beautiful and fragrant. It is nourishment for them. And so our body, when we are, Baba spoke about, when you have sickness and you are repeating it again and again, what is happening? You are actually complaining again and again, remembering more and more, you are increasing the sickness and making your body weak. It's psychology, but it's reality as well. And so it means, when I am master of the body, I take care of it, and then in detachment, I am of course sensible to support it, and then three things are working automatically. I understand that body is the child of matter, and certainly I need to give product of matter so that they are in harmony. That is medicine. It can be Ayurvedic, it can be homeopathic, it can be herbs or whatever, or any traditional medicine, or any medicine. Everything is product of elements. With whichever method the things are produced, they are still from this world. And so it is called dava. And Baba said, the love for matter, but with detachment, it is also medicine. And when there is, you are creating, the Baba's love becomes blessings. It is dua. Daya. You don't need to ask blessings, you don't need to ask mercy, because Baba loves you and you love Baba, then the power in the body will be automatically there. And when it is good relationship with others, not dependency and not any kind of control or possessiveness, then this relationship with the physical, worldly people is also that you are living with them and living like a lotus flower, and their good wishes are helping you, and God's blessings are automatically becoming more and more for you, because this detachment is also called purity, like a lotus flower. And so you are supporting your body, you are sustaining your body, you are empowering your mind with godly power, but using wealth of virtues, wealth of knowledge. And this wealth is bringing other kind of wealth of good wishes from others. Purity is the power. So purity of mind, purity of vision, purity in relationships, purity in, so deep Baba speaking about the purity, is that it's, even the waste thoughts are there, this is also impurity. Your dream should have pure dreams, and it is possible only when thoughts are pure, relationship is pure, behavior is pure. And Baba defined that what we called the negative tendencies, hatred, jealousy, reaction, rejection, anger, this is impurity. deities do not have this. And you are becoming a royal personality. Purity, the personality of purity. So then he is speaking about four types of purity. Purity of thoughts, words, action, and vision, not only just for the vision of soul conscious, but vision, how you see the qualities in others, pure vision for others, good elevated vision for others, purity of dream. So purity of personality is what Baba spoke about, was reality of spirituality. Personality, you are becoming the personality of purity. They are making you worthy to be worshipped. Worship worthy deities. And this purity, when it is becoming reality, it means the soul is automatically becoming free from old sanskaras, old nature, old behavior, because they were from the impure world. And this recognition of this Brahman life, that our purity is connected with the whole cycle, uplifting or bringing them down. He said it is, what is your reality makes the world real. Your purity makes the matter pure. When you are pure, the world is pure. When you are becoming gradually come down, the matter is also losing its power. And when you are uplifting yourself, you are uplifting the matter as well. And so this purity is in fact a reality of your life, of becoming detached with the second subject of Vishnu, the forearm of Vishnu. I was thinking that Swadarshan Chakra, when you are spinning this cycle of the self-realization, that it is not only my upliftment. With my upliftment, I am also encouraging others. I am also inspiring others. With my own consciousness of being, I am a pure and peaceful soul. I am a pure and peaceful soul. I am a pure and powerful soul. My thought automatically will see with the same good wishes, because my feelings, as Baba said, the seed of your soul conscious has naturally good wishes and good feelings for others. First it creates good feeling in your own self, and you begin to bless yourself, and this blessing becomes blessing for others. So your vision for others is also seeing only purity in them, virtues in them, and that purity means becoming all virtuous, means that you are able to collect the best quality in those who you have been seeing many, many defects in them, weaknesses in them, vices in them. So the power to see virtues is when the intellect is clean and you are royal. It's royalty. You don't pick up rubbish. It's spirituality, is a reality. That reality is purity. This purity is royalty. A royal person do not pick up or do not look at the things which are of the lowest quality. And vices are lowest qualities. Weaknesses are
state of degradation.
And so it means this 16, 4, 4, multiplying four things. This four arms of Vishnu means all these qualities, four first, the power of the body, the power of the mind, the power of the wealth, and power of relationships with Baba. The more relationships with Baba is there, I'm empowered with godly qualities. And when I have this four, empowered myself with a powerful mind, with powerful body, it means that it has the strength to adjust in a difficult situation. Challenges of matter or challenges of physical tests or challenges of some situations where what is the need of the body, but you feel it's okay. You have discipline, you can control, you are thirsty, but you can wait. You are hungry, but then your intention and attention is gone for other things. Hunger is gone. It's not that you are pushing it down, but automatically this happiness of serving others makes you feel satisfied. You have the power of tolerance, situation is there, but then you are able to become so detached from it that you don't suffer with that sickness. You remain detached, as certainly you go through all the problems, physical procedure is there, but mind is totally detached. This is example of Baba, example of Dadis, example of many Brahmins. I remember Brahma Baba's example. When Brahma Baba, at the age of 82 at that time, he had to go through an operation. It was actually decided that Baba is going to go, should have this operation. And Didi Manmohini was instrument most of the time with Brahma Baba at that time. And so looking after, very caring nature and very near. She was very near Baba's friend, Baba's daughter, good student. It was, and very light. And so she was thinking, is it real right? Baba has said that Baba is going to get an operation. But it is the age. So she was concerned of this age. Baba looked at her and Baba says, daughter, what are you thinking? And she told her concern. Baba has said Baba will go through operation. Baba will get, yes, has said rest. Just for operation and age and this. And Baba says, child, you remember the first lesson. What is the first lesson? This body is a costume. Body is a dress. I'm going to give this costume to the tailor. Tailor knows how to do the patchwork. When you think of operation, you are looking at the body and then you are making in your mind fear coming, insecurity coming, doubt coming, fear. And this is what it is. Souls, those who think of in this way, they make their body before actually to get this operation, they are making their body weak. They are not strengthening them because they become more attached to it. I'm just going to give this costume to the tailor. And anyway, operation was done. So the Didi anyway, what Baba said, she always just like Mama said, yes. Didi always said, yes, Baba, okay. So she was not thinking about it. Operation was done. And Prem Ben from Pune, she was there at that time, and next day she had to go back to Pune. And she just came in hospital and she just drew the curtain to see.
and came in Baba's room and just peeped in, and Baba says, "Who is there?" She says, "Baba, I am going back to Pune. I just only wanted to see everything is, Baba's operation is done. At least people will ask me, Baba's children will ask me, how was Baba's health?" And Baba says, "Child, tell them, Taylor has done very good job." Not a question of operation. Taylor has done very good job. And then Baba says, "Take toli for them. Yad pyar," Baba wrote. And then gave fruit and gave toli, just like nothing had happened. It was just... So how the mind empowers the body, prepares the body, and tolerance power is there. Certainly when physical, some system is changing, it will be the reaction in physical body. But mind is powerful, so there is pain, but no suffering. And it is a detachment, then the soul is able to get more power. It is then blessing the body as well, empowering the body to increase power of tolerance. Also, the powerful mind of just accept it. Don't go why, what, past, this should have happened and that should have happened. Why did not this? I never became sick. Whole my life I never had this headache. Whole life was not karmic account there. Use the knowledge. Thinking this body is going to be, it's a machine, and you are going to give, to just to give the car repaired. So you have to be detached. You cannot keep holding on to the car and not giving into the garage. Give to the mechanic. And so in the same way, your machinery of the mind, you are holding your mind to yourself and not giving to the mechanic to set it right. So your screw are becoming, you are using, try to fix yourself. It should have happened like that. We should do like this. You don't know the where is the small screw, they are using very big screw. And where big screw is needed, you are using very small screw. You will never be able to fix your machinery. And so in the same way, the system of mind of man, mana, bhava is be mind with your mind. Have determined thought. Have enthusiastic thought. Have detachment in thought. And so this is making all this. On one side, Baba is making us powerful. Power of the mind, power of the body, power of the wealth of knowledge, which brings automatically wealth from material, and also power in relationships. And at the same time, power from body, detached from body consciousness. And body consciousness is a departmental store. Once you are attached in body, through body conscious, many, many departments are open. Attraction, temptation, desire, reaction, dissatisfaction, all this will come from that. Lead you to in the state of depression. And so here it is when you are soul conscious. And then detachment from bodily and bodily relations, attachment is not there. You are trustee. You are living like a lotus flower. The lotus flower in this body, in the lake or pond, whatever you call it, this is mud and water in the body, and you have to live like a lotus flower. Then when you are detached, you are like a rose flower, fragrance in you. So your spirituality becomes reality. And that is then, it becomes subtle power, which is not only look only beautiful, detached, happy, cheerful, but you are spreading spiritual fragrance, you are changing the environment. And new birth, new consciousness is old sanskaras are not there anymore. New, old memories are not there. And new birth means new sanskaras are being created. And you are totally detached from possessiveness of the wealth, which is you considered wealth, vices were your wealth. Completely detached. But you need to have these four types of purity. And this is why this Swadarshan Chakra, power, yoga power, you are Raj Yogi, you are seated on your forehead as master, and you are also pure, you are most beloved child of Baba, near and dear, blessed child, worship-worthy child, decorated child. With what? With all divine virtues, with the beauty of purity. So you are pure because you are beautiful. That's why your even your statues are decorated with all different decorations. And so this purity is your beauty. Purity is your reality. And purity is your royalty. You are king. You are not taking the rubbish from anyone. You are the one who give the power to others to make the beggar into princes. Prince and princesses. You are seated on the heart throne of Baba, and then you are ruling the world. And so that is then divinity, then you give power to others as well. And that is called service. Your service are giving happiness to others. Your words are becoming blessings. Your advice is solving the problem of others. That becomes blessings. Your presence becomes solution through vibrations to others. It becomes power. So your vibrations are working, your words are serving, your good wishes are serving, your drishti is serving. And these are the four arms of Vishnu. So four knowledge, four arms of Vishnu means four ornaments. Swadarshan Chakra is knowledge, first subject. Mace is yoga power, you are Raj Yogi, royal yogis, king yogis, authority. So authority of knowledge is there, authority of yoga and experience is there, and purity and service. These four things, four. Lotus flower is service, but that is not only through speech, but through silence, through vision, through vibrations, through blessings. And then four, mind, body, wealth, relationship, this making it powerful. Then detachment from four things, from body conscious, from bodily relations, from worldly comforts, and all this pleasure, which is human beings have brought down to degradation because of the worldly comfort based on vices, filled with vices and defects, viciousness. Detach from that. And most important aspect is, other things perhaps, corona will make you free. You have wealth you cannot use. You have a car you cannot be proud. You have palaces, but you are not there anymore. You cannot even go there. Lockdown, double lockdown. It is there, but it is not for you. Empty places. But sanskaras. Old sanskaras are nature are here in me. And that is what it is conquering. Becoming detached from that. And yogi, tapasvi. Tyag and tapasya. And that is the power of detachment and determination. Lotus flower. So then it is becoming free from sanskaras. So these four things, renunciation and purity of four types, makes us a perfect yogi, a perfect divine being, Vaishnav, golden age double crown king, Raj Yogi, but Raj Rishi, Raj Yogi, Raj Rishi, and double king with double crown. So this was the essence of the Murlis that last 3 weeks, or miss 2 months, Baba has spoken about. There are many different aspects to take, but this is the four. I learned the 16 celestial degrees, so 16 points from 4 Murlis. Om Shanti. Because Baba spoke about 4, 4, 4, he used the word 4, so I'm using this 4, 4. Okay, Om Shanti.